Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a fine day that will remain cool in some places, but getting warmer in others. Morning drizzle can be expected along the Mpumalanga Escarpment and the Southern Escarpment in Limpopo. Partly cloudy over parts of Mpumalanga. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 24, Joburg 22, Mbombela 21, Emalahleni and Polokwane 20. And after the cold front, here comes the heat wave. The warning of extremely hot conditions. It's for part of the Northern Cape and the Western Cape. Alexander Bay today going up to 36 degrees Celsius.
In Pretoria, on the N1 southbound, a collision after the Stormfall Road exit. It's causing very heavy traffic.
Areas in Tshwane that get their electricity from the Pyramid, Pumalani and parts of Watlu substations are in the dark after panels caught fire at the Pyramid substation in the early hours of this morning. The city of Tshwane said on social media that a team has been assessing the extent of the damage, but it's not yet known how long it will take to complete the repairs. And the U.S. state of California has passed a law to allow for Dutch-style cannabis cafes. From the 1st of January next year, diners in California will be able to smoke cannabis at certain restaurants like they do in the Netherlands. Businesses that are already licensed to sell cannabis will be allowed to now also sell the hot food and non-alcoholic beverages. I'm Khadija de Souza. More news at 8.
Well, there's plenty happening in the cricket world at the moment. Ireland and South Africa will kick off the three-match ODI series after their T20 series today. After going down in the opener, Ireland and South Africa as they defeated the Proteas in the second T20 international to level it at one apiece. But the Proteas now turning their attentions to the slightly longer format, the ODIs, and it represents the last opportunity for ODI wannabes who want to stake a claim for a playing spot at next year's Champions Trophy. First ball at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi is at 1:30 this afternoon. Ayabonga Kaka enjoyed an impressive return of 5-4-25 before the Proteas women suffered a 28-run defeat in their final T20 World Cup warm-up. It was against India in Dubai last night. Kaka's outstanding figures helped limit India to 144-7 in 20 overs. However, Asha Shobana's contribution of 2 wickets for 21 ultimately secured India's victory, with the Proteas restricted to 116-6. So South Africa to begin their campaign at the World Cup with a match against the West Indies. That's this Friday, and it'll be at midday South African time. The Premier Soccer League will elect a new executive committee at their general meeting, which is scheduled for mid-November. It's been 4 years since Chairman Ivan Khoza, Kaizer Motaung, Mato Mahlala, John Committee, Stanley Matthews, David Tidiela, Rejoice Simelane, and Rob Bernardi were voted into the roles. The current executive committee was elected in November 2020, so time for a change. And Yannick Sinner ignored the bubbling controversy over his steroids case, roaring home to set up a China Open final against Carlos Alcaraz yesterday. I'm Xolani Ntshinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
When you hear
Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love, huh?
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.